Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Orlando Bloom is back to his skinny dipping waist.
I didn't sign up to see Orlando Bloom walking the dinosaur.
I don't give a about A-Rod. She should have unfollowed him. It's about time.
He's not ready to move on.
If Jason Momoa picked my girlfriend up, I might be upset. Not much I could do about it. You know?
I'm going to have to end this relationship, and I'm going to take the money. I'm an F-boy.
You really are the captain of the F-boy team today, aren't you?
Slide into bed with us starting right now. The best way to spend a Monday night without getting arrested.
Oh, I almost got arrested
you
this
almost
morning.
You almost got arrested. Well, first of all, I was going to say, how was your weekend? But I'm going to ask you, Nina, how was your morning getting here?
It was
here?
A Monday. It was a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yep. What happened?
I may or may not have run out of gas today.
Okay.
In
which car? Just to clarify for the audience.
Yeah, that's important.
In the Porsche.
Okay. So what happened?
Kevin towed me home. And then I brought my other whip. And then I made it in.
By the way.
Because I made, it happen.
It's
you know
the
what
only
I mean?
Way to. Well, the fact that we don't have two cars is pathetic at this point. Okay, we're going to get started. For months, fans of Netflix's Sex Life have asked if Adam Demo's Dangler.
Dangler.
Dangler, I said that, is real. Producers have played coy, but now Sarah Shahi, his real life girlfriend and co-star, told The Skim this.
A woman never kisses and tells, and neither does a gentleman, so.
Oh, but she kisses it, so we know that much.
Aren't you tired of them playing coy about this? Like, it's his or it's not. Like, it's like enough already. Like,
okay, so if this was your man, he was in the show, and that was his real penis.
I would want him to say it was real.
Would you want to speak on that? Do you want to let the women know that you get it like that, that it's yours, and like to promote that?
Oh my God, we showed it?
That thing is.
We've seen that a lot.
Yeah, we've seen it. That thing is banging. We know that thing is banging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a big thing. I personally do not think it's real.
You don't think it's real?
I don't think it's real. I think they've been too coy. I think the people that did, there was a little rumor that, did you tell me this rumor? Somebody told me this rumor that the people that did the prosthetics for Boogie Nights also were doing the prosthetics for this. So I don't think this is real. I think he got some help.
Could you imagine if that's what your prosthetic company's known for?
That's a pretty good thing.
You get business.
You get work once every 20 years, but it's good. I think it's not real. Yeah. I like to imagine that he has a remarkably thin penis. And every time it's brought up, a little bit eats away at it.
It's interesting that you imagine it at all.
It is so big, that thing.
I think it's interesting that you even imagine about it. You think about it.
I think about how thin his penis is constantly. It is haunting
my
nightmares.
Do we need to go back to the shower? I still think about that once a week.
Yeah. Let me ask you, all right? There's a Nightly Pop nude scene.
He's not
doing
it.
And they're asking, are you going to go? We can give you a prosthetic. Our executive producer, Seth, comes to you and says, hey, we can give you this prosthetic, okay? Or you can use your real one. What are you going to do?
Ooh, I need a
If they have a prosthetic that makes mine look a little smaller, like normal size, I would do it.
Nina.
Sorry.
The trap door was there.
I apologize for asking. I thought maybe
we'd get a real answer. Yeah.
No, I would want my real penis shown. I've talked about it, you know, because I was like writing a show and it was like, oh, if I ever.
Sorry.
That's the funny part that he was writing.
I love that you're writing. Okay, so you've imagined writing your penis into your show.
It's called The Murder of My Co-Hosts.
All right, we're moving on. Speaking of nudity, good transition. Orlando Bloom is back to his skinny dipping waist. He posted this shot at a lake on Sunday and tagged Katy Perry. So we have questions. First, why is everybody else? everyone else is in clothes. He doesn't want to be in clothes. This is not the first time he's been skinny dipping. I mean, maybe he likes to put his junk in water.
Wait, I didn't realize there's like people across the way that in the... So my whole thing is like, I don't care about skinny dipping, but lakes to me are normally places where like families go.
Right.
So is he naked like that in front of like families vacationing?
I would have a hard time imagining that because I don't think he's just going to walk around naked with like a...
But look at all those people.
I would probably keep the skinny dipping for a private remote island or your own pool. But skinny dipping with other people around is maybe they don't want to see that.
Yeah,
if it's like, not a nude
I didn't
lake.
Sign up for this when I decided to go to camping. Like, I didn't sign up to see Orlando Bloom walking the dinosaur.
But sometimes it's nice if it's Orlando Bloom. We've seen him naked before.
Yeah, wow. But if I'm with my family, I'm with like my little cousins and stuff. Like, I don't want them traumatized.
We're moving on because J-Lo certainly has. She's deleted A-Rod from most of her Instagram and unfollowed him just in time for Ben's birthday. But Alex still follows her and has not deleted any of his posts. Okay, what do you think? Do you think it's time for J-Lo to have unfollowed A-Rod?
Alex? How close are you to A-Rod? Are you calling him Alex?
Well, isn't... I feel like A-Rod... first of all, they wrote it. And second of all, A-Rod, I feel like, is more of a... like, Alex is, like, his real name. A-Rod sounds like more... you. I don't know. I don't give a about A-Rod. She should have unfollowed him. It's about time.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. During a breakup...
Yeah.
Did you delete all of your ex's pictures?
I knew Nina was going to put me in a hot seat. I did not. And I didn't think it was necessary because I felt like... this was a part of my life. There's no bad blood. I don't need to go erase history. Everybody knows it happens. Mm-hmm. You can Google it. It doesn't matter. So, like, what does it matter? Clearly, people know we're not together and I'm moving into a new phase. Now, I had this conversation earlier and I'm at a point where some of those photos do still exist on my Instagram. And I'm now at a point where it's like, okay, but you got a whole ass baby and a whole ass marriage. It's time.
Maybe you should delete them.
To delete them.
And that's an extra effort, too, to even go. Because sometimes the effort is matters more than the, you know, because somebody's like, wow, they took all the time to go and delete everything. They must still care. So sometimes if you just leave it up, it looks like you don't care. So it's a weird space to be in. I think for J-Lo, she just celebrated Ben Affleck's birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's completely in love with him. She's wearing a necklace that says Ben. And I also sometimes think it depends on your partner. I feel like Ben is a very territorial guy. Mm-hmm. So he might be like, all right, it's time for this to go. Like,
I don't think Ben's telling Jennifer to do anything. And that's why I call her Jennifer.
Okay.
I think she's doing whatever she wants and Ben's just excited to be there. I also think it's out of order. Like, you delete the photos. It's like a step to basically say like, hey, I'm moving on.
Yes.
She dry humped him on a yacht 300 feet from A-Rod's yacht. You know what I'm saying? We're already past the point of deleting photos.
And you know, for A-Rod, this is definitely because he's not ready to move on.
He's not.
This is not because of memory.
Do you think he's still...
Yes.
If she left Ben tomorrow, he'd be...
Yes. Yes. A-Rod would jump on that thing so quick and fast and be happy and strutting down the street. Like, A-Rod, she will forever be for the one that got away.
Do you think she gave the ring back and then I'm moving on?
Ooh.
I've wanted to know.
I think she's classy like that. There are a lot of, like, I think she gave it back.
I do, too.
I do. I think that's why he's hurt.
You got to give it back. You got to give it back if you don't get married.
I hope she gave it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
care.
Okay.
I don't give a
Okay. Game of Thrones co-stars Jason Momoa and Emilia Clarke reunited at a friend's birthday party this week, and he cradled her in his arms, and she sat on his lap all smiles. Okay, this is now... I love the relationship talk today. Would you be okay with your man, who was on a very successful show with a woman that obviously the two co-stars had a serious thing, they were lovers in it, or were they lovers, or did she just have to be with him? Okay. And then they saw each other at a party, and he picked her up and was, like, cuddling her, and she was sitting on his lap. Like, are you cool with that?
If Jason Momoa picked my girlfriend up and licked her from her toes to the top of her head, I might be upset. Not much I could do about it. You know? What am I going to do? She picked the stronger mate.
There's not a lot of guys who can compete with Jason Momoa. But this is what I'll say. I feel like his, like, energy is very playful, goofy. Like, her smiles, when she was smiling, were very, like, happy. It didn't feel
kid-like,
flirty.
Almost.
It felt like goofy. We don't know if Lisa was taking the photos. You know,
true.
Like, Lisa Bonet is so secure and just, like, oozes, like, confidence and sex.
He's been following her around.
I really don't think she's threatened at all by Emilia. And Emilia is beautiful, obviously, but I just don't think Lisa's worried.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I think Jason's just a playful dude. That being said, if it was my man, we would have to leave that party immediately.
Immediately.
We get your... let's go.
I agree.
Party over.
I agree. I'm with you. You can pose, you can be friendly, but it doesn't need to be that close.
So Jordan's at a party, and you see, you didn't go. You're at home with Ro.
Oh, f-
to make it extra spicy, you're tired.
The home at Ro. Can I tell you, this is a very real question you're asking me because I was alone yesterday with my child all morning.
Okay.
I had all day, all night, no help. Husband was golfing with some people a lot more famous than me, and I was like, you good? You haven't
felt? Oh, you were feeling away.
I was like, but then at the end, he was like, babe, I'm coming home. I'm so excited. I'm like, your girl's tired. Like, we're not like canoodling right now. But yet, no way. I'd flip the out.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
No.
I'm
gonna chuck my shoe
you're
at
so
you.
Rude.
I can't wait till you have a kid. I cannot wait till you have a kid and you have nobody to help you one day.
I probably will end up as a single father. No. So there's a chance.
You know what? I can definitely see you as a single dad.
You are such a one divorce type of
person. I'm gonna do what my dad did, which I think was right. Gonna be the cool weekend guy, you know?
Oh my God.
You don't have to do your homework with me, kiddos. Make your mom the bad guy.
You're gonna be more involved in that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. All right.
I don't think she gave him the ring. I thought about it.
We have to take a break. Nina and I are doing a show. Are you crazy? All right. Coming up, a proposal surrounded by coffee beans and kitty litter. That's a no from me. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finale is here and it is messy. Sarah chose Garrett as her man, but Garrett just proved he was there for only one thing.
Garrett.
Yes.
Will you choose to split the money with Sarah and pursue a relationship with her? Or do you want to end the relationship and keep the $100,000 for yourself?
Sarah, you are a beautiful soul. Our dates have been awesome, but I'm going to have to end this relationship and I'm going to take the money. This is a game. They told you what I was. I'm an F boy.
What the f? That's pretty f***ed up.
Our hope was that you would reform your F boy ways, but you didn't. So with that in mind, the $100,000 you've chosen to keep for yourself, it's instead going to a charity of Sarah's choosing. F boy, F off.
And now the reigning champ of F Boy Island, Sarah's charity. Oh, man.
That's great.
What a great plot twist.
I love that.
Yeah. What would you have chosen?
With her? I'd have chosen to be with her. I don't really know her, but I think...
She seems like your type that you'd like to get
to
know.
Yeah. Any girl that goes on a reality show, that's my type.
Look, they film these shows in a matter of weeks. You don't really know these people. You get an opportunity for a six-figure check. Is it that bad that you decide to take it instead of this person you went out with a couple times that you may not even live in the same state as?
Agreed.
Is it that bad?
No.
But it would be nice if they did find love. I also just want to say, you guys make it seem like it's so easy peasy to be a f-boy. Apparently not. Apparently it's pretty tough for us out here in these streets.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I like that you said us. At least you're admitting that you are one.
Oh, did I accidentally do that?
Yeah. You did. And we're going to keep playing that.
Well, yeah, no, we'll cut that part out.
That's okay.
I mean, you've got this bomber jacket on.
By the way, that bomber jacket,
You really are. You really are the captain of the boy team today, aren't you?
I like the idea of it, but it feels a little limp.
How am I getting roasted by a Pan Am stewardess and a painter? What's going on right now, okay?
Yes, you!
What do you do when a hookup gets awkward, Hunter? You go on Peacock's new show, X-Rated, and confront your ex-girlfriend. Ooh. This is for you.
We get to the bedroom, and it starts to smell like a pet store.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, that's kind of weird. And then I start to hear chirping, and there are birds in there.
Do you have exotic birds in your bedroom?
I have three parrots, yeah.
Lauren, you rated yourself an 8, okay? And Isaiah rated you...
4.
A 2.
Oh, not a 2, bitch!
Wow. Okay, Why the low rating, Isaiah?
What?
It's the birds. It was the birds.
Really? Yes. For real?
And also the room was like 90 degrees with the birds tripping. It felt like trying to have sex in the rainforest. It just, you know,
wow.
Right when I finished, she rolled over, looked at the birds and said, "Are you hungry, Ralphie?"
What's your guys' take on?
Bitch, I would be devastated.
But if you're hooking up with somebody and they have like that dog or an animal in the room.
No.
You okay with that?
You know I'm big on smells. Like, I think you should make the best opportunity to make sure your room is clean. You have candles or, like, you smell good. Like, having your birds in your room, to me, already is a little funky.
In their cage?
Animals
disgusting.
Have smells. Like, there should be a place for the animals. You have all your birds in your room, and then you talk to them after sex. That's some weirdo.
It's weird. And it would be bad if it was just her. But to have three parrots also faking their orgasms...
At least someone's their laugh. That's good.
Right. You guys hate me.
No.
And then everybody else is kind of a fan.
It's us. It
has to be us. It couldn't be you.
You guys hate that I'm the funny one.
Oh my God, my button's busting now.
You're very funny, Hunter.
Thank you.
You are very funny. Always. All right, these days it seems like everyone is coming up with the most over-the-top proposals, but on TLC's You, Me, and My Ex, Alex skipped the grand gesture and went straight to a cat cafe.
I did speak with the manager, and I got a cute little bandana to put on one of the kitties. It says, "Caroline, will you marry me?"
Does that say my name? Cutie? Will you marry me?
Caroline.
Oh my God, this is so weird.
So I know
that
being with me is not been easy or a lot, but you have loved me and accepted me and shown me love that I did not know could exist. Will you marry me?
She don't love him. She don't love him with them ashy ass lips. She don't. You love your man. You put him on a skincare regimen. You make sure his lips are moisturized. He's out here looking like the Dave Chappelle meme. Nope. You should be embarrassed. Let's move on. This is absolutely embarrassing to the black community. Get some damn chapstick.
Nope. So we don't like
she
him.
She wanted to go to a cat cafe.
He looks like a guy that'd be in the cat cafe. I'll tell you that much.
I don't think.
He looks like he was eating kitty litter.
I don't think she has a skincare regimen for him to get on. I think this is like. The cat cafe was their idea of like relaxing and fun.
We wish you guys well. We hope it works out.
Yeah. Well, there's the saying, there's someone for everyone.
There you go. Wonder if Caroline said yes. She looked perplexed.
Oh, she's gonna say yeah.
Yeah, she will. Okay, but coming up, a woman has the time of her life watching her husband dirty dance with their nanny. Ooh, never good. Love is dead is next. Not to brag, but we can't all be lucky enough to marry the man of our dreams. Oh, that was so nice you wrote that for me,
Which
you guys.
One?
It's time for, the one I'm with, bitch. Duh. It's time for Love is Dead. Okay, we've been dying to talk about this story. A husband reenacted the infamous lift from Dirty Dancing with his nanny. Nina's head is already turning. His wife says it's innocent, but people think this will end up as evidence in divorce court.
Right here.
Watch those hands.
Oh my God! That was nice!
You sucked your boobs.
I've never done that before.
Now trying Dirty Dancing move.
I did it again without realizing.
You have to dive. Jump.
Yes,
dive.
Dive.
Just
dive.
Watch your head.
I don't even know how to dive.
Then,
hold on!
And I owe it all to you. Oh, that was good. Except you just straddled him.
My God,
excuse me. They're
No, baby.
Come on.
First of all, the kids are screaming for help in the background, and she's screaming at them, like, bitch, it's your job to watch these kids.
That's the worst nanny I've ever seen.
She's like, hold on!
That is... I'm sorry.
There's a little sexual tension with these two.
Also, what... I mean, listen, as somebody who's, like, been hiring nanny, like, is that who you hire? Not to generalize, but I don't know.
Are you hiring her to watch her baby?
No, way. And apparently love does not cost a thing. A woman got revenge on her boyfriend by tossing his most prized possession.
Oh, boy.
Go.
Ooh,
just be the baby.
Not the PlayStation.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Okay. Ooh, I know Jordan likes his games.
Throwing out the video games, not You don't come back from that. You don't.
No, that's a fact.
You don't come back from
Even
it.
Even I know that.
Men
that's
love
a
it.
Fact.
No matter what video. It could be a video game from 1996. If it's on and they can play it, they will play it.
And the PlayStation is just like the sacred.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know what's going on with men in PlayStations.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I don't know what the hell goes on in there, but I know you can't come back from it.
No. That's over.
I pretended to do this once.
And he flipped the out of it.
I have never been more scared in my life. I was like, it's a joke.
Finally, nothing can kill your potential love life faster than a terrible dating app profile. So this matchmaker has a few tips for our friend Mike.
He said a couple of things were either happening. Either he was not getting any matches or the women he was connecting with were asking him for money and holding this gun. For God's sakes, guys, if a woman ever has to question, will she survive a date with you? Then that's going to be an automatic no-go. The third picture is the suit's okay, but his hair, honestly, I'm just going to say it looks like a toupee. And the goatee is a little dated. So I met him through Zoom just a few short hours after a trip to the barbershop and a shopping trip to Nordstrom. We got this. Boom.
That's a lot better. It's a lot better.
I'm happy that had a happy ending. It was
Good
getting
for
dark there for a second.
I was
wow.
a little scared. It looks like this is like a movie, a short film, you know,
yeah.
right here. And the last look looked like, you know, the pamphlet of an obituary. It was very strange.
Yeah. He does look very, the end looks good. It's a decent,
the
he looks like
is great.
He looks like a successful man.
I like the first look
you
for
like
him.
Him shooting a gun.
Women want
white.
A guy who can protect them. Okay.
Oh my God.
I do think this woman did a very good job making over him.
Yeah, I mean,
his
I think
profile.
That's, I like that there's someone who's at, because listen, he's 66 years old. He
Damn.
Probably has been married and had a whole family,
yes.
you know, and now he's single again. And a lot of people just don't know how to be single and you know, it's a pandemic. So he's on this app trying to find love, trying to, you know.
Yeah.
And to be honest, there are a lot of young men who need this help too.
Agreed.
But there's a lot of young dudes
I
who
like
have crazy ass profiles, by the way.
He accepted the makeover though, which is really, that's
totally.
A good guy.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
a nice, that's
well, he
loves.
He does. That was sweet. I love him. What's his name? Mike?
Mike.
Mike. I love Mike.
Okay. We love Mike.
Well, he's
Mike
looking
is,
for somebody, so, you know, he seems like the type that might read into that.
No, Mike. No, I'm very...
Mike's like, Morgan, Mike. What do you want me to wear? No.
By the way, I love that.
Good luck to you, Mike.
Good luck to you. All right. Sadly, that is all the time we have for you guys tonight, but we will see you tomorrow, of course, so set your DVRs. Bye.